On March 18, 2008, Obama gave a speech in Philadelphia to answer a wave of criticism over the Black Liberation Theology sermons Reverend Jeremiah Wright of Trinity Church in Chicago, which Obama attended. The speech was one of the most important Obama had to give during the Democratic primary campaign, as the Wright controversy threatened to sink his poll numbers as he and Hillary Clinton headed toward the Pennsylvania primary a month later. In the speech, Obama made reference to the incident with his grandmother and the panhandler. He explained he could no more disown Reverend Wright than he could disown his own grandmother, a woman who loves me as much as she loves anything in the world, but a woman who once confessed her fear of Black men who passed by her on the street, and who, on more than one occasion, has uttered racial or ethnic stereotypes that made me cringe. The comment in Obama's Philadelphia speech caused conservative columnist and blogger Steve Saylor to quip that Obama had thrown his 85-year-old grandmother under the wheels of the bus. Remember, this grandmother was the same Madeleine Dunham who had used her bank vice president's salary to provide room and board for Obama, plus the tuition to attend high school. Never in telling the bus story in the autobiography or decades later in his campaign apology in Philadelphia does Obama take the time to acknowledge that Madeleine was at that bus stop to go to work and earn a living from which he would benefit. Obama may have titled the speech A More Perfect Union, but the invitation he issued that day to bring the question of race up to a new national dialogue involved not lofty questions of first principle, but a descent into his private personal psychology. Running for president, Obama's Philadelphia speech demanded we go back to his childhood and judge his grandmother. The choice was his, not ours. Why is he talking about his grandmother? An observer could ask, when the reason for the speech was criticism Obama was receiving over the extreme Black rage expressed against the United States by his preacher's liberation theology sermons. What Reverend Wright had to do with his grandmother was evidently both played an important role in shaping Obama's racial identity.